Thank you. Hey. Hi, I'm Jialin, and today I'm very excited to tell you more about how to avoid coordination overhead and make replication really fast with some help from the network. This is collaborative work with Alice Michael, Navin Sharma, Adriana Sakrish, and Dan Ports, all from the systems lab from the University of Washington. With the increasing scale of data centers, server failures are becoming a common case, not the exception. It is not surprising that we are seeing news headlines about cloud provider service interruptions more frequently in recent years. To reduce the damage of failures, people use state machine replication to ensure availabilities of critical services. State machine replication conceptually is very simple. It applies the same set of operations on multiple servers called replicas. So even when some servers fail, the remaining replicas can still handle client requests. The challenge here, however, is to ensure a total order of operations on all replicas. All right, see, failure is very common. So to deal with these challenges, a consensus protocol like Paxos is required to agree on what operations and what order to execute them on each replica. Here, I show a protocol diagram of Paxos. As you can see, the leader replica in this protocol has to coordinate with the others before respond back to the client. And this leads to both the throughput and latency penalties. So why does Paxos require this coordination overhead? And can we avoid them? The reason is that these protocols assume a really weak network that can arbitrarily reorder and drop packets. It therefore requires the coordination to handle these worst case scenarios. So although these are very valid assumptions for the internet, data center networks are very different. Data centers have highly engineered network with a structured topology and centralized management. So our previous research work, speculative Paxos, indeed exploits the best effort ordering property from data center network. So the question is that, can we engineer data center network to provide stronger guarantees that make replication faster? And what properties should the network have? So as we have seen, we're running in a completely asynchronous network. A very expensive consensus protocol is required on every single request, leading to a very high performance cost. Imagine if these replicas are, however, connected to a very strong network that guarantees that all replica receive the same set of messages and receive them in the same order. Then replication becomes trivial. Replicas simply process their messages in the order they receive from the network, and there's no coordination required. People have implemented this idea in the form of atomic broadcast before. However, the network implementation has the same complexity as Paxos. So as a result, there's actually no performance benefits. So if we put these two network models on a spectrum of network guarantees, on the far left, we have the weak asynchronous model that requires expensive consensus protocol. And on the far right, we have a much stronger network, but it's inefficient to implement. There is still this large space in the middle of a spectrum we haven't explored yet. So the question we want to ask in this work is that, can we build a network model that provides actual performance benefits to replication protocols? And at the same time, can be implemented efficiently inside data centers? In this talk, I will answer the previous questions by presenting a new network model, the ordered unreliable multicast, that we built with nearly zero cost implementation in data center network. And a new replication protocol, a network order Paxos, that is coordination free in the common case. And when combined together, the resulting system is able to achieve replication with throughput within 2% of an unreplicated system. So for the rest of the talk, I will first introduce the design and implementation of our ordered unreliable multicast, followed by an overview of our network ordered Paxos protocol. Lastly, I'll present some evaluation numbers and compare to previous works. Recall that state machine replication requires all replica process the same set of operations, a reliability property, and process them in the same order, an ordering property. The key idea behind ordered unreliable multicast is to separate ordering from reliable delivery in state machine replication. While in a traditional design, the replication protocol is responsible for both properties, we argue, however, it is better for the network to provide ordering and have the protocol to handle reliability. To build an ordered unreliable multicast, we designate one sequencer inside the network fabric. The sequencer has a very simple job, that is to put sequence number into packets. So the sequencer maintains a counter for each replica group. We first configure the network to forward all OUM, which is ordered unreliable multicast messages, to this sequencer. The sequencer increments the counter and writes the counter value into a packet header. Messages are then broadcast to the receivers, and with these sequence numbers, the receivers can easily determine the order of messages and also can detect any drops inside the network by noticing any gap in the number sequence. Now let me illustrate this ordered unreliable multicast with a simple example. Here we have two senders sending multicasts concurrently to a set of three receivers. Messages are first forwarded to the sequencer, which stamps a sequence number into the packets. When there's no drop in the network, receivers all process the messages in the same sequence number order. And when this message is actually dropped by the middle receiver, when they receive the next message from the network, it immediately notices that it is missing message number three, and it can quickly ask the other receivers for the missing packet. So why is this multicast primitive beneficial to a replication protocol? First, the network already ordered these messages so that the replicas do not need to coordinate to determine their order again. And secondly, drop detection allows replicas to know when the packet is dropped and know exactly which packet is missing. And coordination is only required when messages are dropped inside the network. Our sequencer design is very general. Here, I present three different implementations. The most efficient implementations have switches themselves as sequencers. This implementation essentially provides a near zero overhead because these packets have to go through this switch anyway inside the network. And switches are designed, optimized for low latency packet processing. Designing a sequencer inside switches are made possible by the emerging programmable switches inside data centers. We program these sequencers using the P4 language, which is becoming the standard for these switches. However, actual P4 supported hardware is not available yet. So we implemented our sequencer as a form of middle box using the Cavium network processor. The downside of this approach is the additional 8 microseconds for packets to go through these network processors. We have also implemented the sequencer using conventional servers. This setup requires no specialized hardware, but does incur a little bit more latency. Nevertheless, I will show later that even with the N-host sequencer, we'll be able to get the same level of throughput benefits. With that, I will now talk about our new replication protocol, Network Order Paxos. So recall our key idea is to separate ordering from reliable delivery in state machine replication. We have already seen how we build a network that provides ordered message delivery. Now let's look at how our replication protocol ensures all replicas process the same set of operations. Network order paxels, or no paxels, spilled on top of guarantees of OUM, which means that all client requests are totally ordered but can be dropped. In the common case when there's no message drop in the network, there's no coordination required among replicas, and therefore the protocol incurs nearly zero overhead. Replicas only need to run an explicit agreement when there's message drop in the network. Finally, no paxels runs a view change protocol when there's a leader or sequencer failure. Now let me explain the protocol in slightly more detail. The client sends a request using the OUM primitive. Since the network already guarantees ordering, all replicas will receive requests in the same order, and they immediately reply back to the client. The client waits for replies from a majority of replicas, including the leaders. And as you can see from this protocol diagram, unlike paxels, there's no coordination among replicas, and the client request can be processed within one round trip time, which is the theoretical minimum. When replicas do detect message drops, they need to agree either none or all of them receive the message. So if you recall from our OUM design, drop detection allows replicas to know exactly which message they are missing. And non-leader replicas will try to recover that missing message by contacting the leader, while the leader on a drop detection will coordinate with the others to permanently ignore this message. So the benefit of this protocol is that it is very lightweight, and also all the remaining replicas can continue processing client requests. So unlike some of the previous works, like speculative paxels, which requires a very expensive reconciliation protocol, no paxels can recover from network anomalies really efficiently. When there's a leader or sequencer failure, we need to replace the failed leader or sequencer. No paxels runs a view change protocol to ensure all replicas are in a consistent state when moving to the new leader or sequencer. You can find more details about this part of the protocol in our paper. Lastly, I will show you some experimental results and demonstrate the benefit of combining ordered unreliable multicast and network order paxels. We run all our experiments on a three-level fat tree network testbed, and we implemented our sequencer using the middle box approach using Cavium network processors, and we attach them to the root-level switches. First, let me show you that no paxels is able to get both better throughput and better latency. Here, we have a latency versus throughput graph with latency in microsecond on the y-axis and throughput in operations per second on the x-axis. Throughput is better to the right of the graph, and latency is better to the bottom of the graph. So better performance is towards the bottom right corner. So no paxels is able to get more than 4.7 times throughput and 40% reduction in latency compared to paxels and fast paxels. When comparing to a throughput optimized version of paxels, paxels plus batching, no paxels is able to get more than 25% higher throughput and 6 times lower latency. No paxels is also able to outperform speculative paxels, but the degree of improvement depends on the network condition. Here, I show a comparison between no paxels and speculative paxels with increasing packet drop rate in the network. So here we have on the y-axis the throughput in operations per second, on the x-axis, increasing packet drop rate log scale with up to 1%. So no paxels not only outperforms speculative paxels in throughput when the network condition is ideal, it maintains high throughput even at 1% packet drop rate due to its lightweight gap agreement protocol. While speculative paxels drops to 24% of its maximum throughput because it has to run a very expensive reconciliation protocol when there's a packet drop. Lastly, I want to show you that no Paxos is able to attain through performance largely equivalent to an unreplicated system. So no Paxos is getting throughput within 2% and latency within 60 microseconds of an unreplicated system, with most of these 60 microseconds coming from the middle box sequencer overhead, and likely go away if we implement the sequencer inside the switch. Even when using an end-host sequencer, no Paxos is able to get a similar level of throughput improvement and significantly outperforms Paxos. We therefore demonstrate that it is possible to achieve consistent replication without compromising performance. No Paxos draws from an online work on group communication systems and consensus protocols, and the new line of work on network and hardware support for distributed systems. No Paxos strikes a balance between the two by carefully dividing the responsibilities in the state machine replication. In summary, I presented our new approach to state machine replication. By separating ordering from reliable delivery, to that end, we built a new network model, OUM, that provides ordered by the unreliable message delivery, and a more efficient replication protocol, no Paxos, that ensures reliability. The combined system is able to achieve performance largely equivalent to an unreplicated system. And with that, I'm happy to take questions.
Hi, I'm Shadi from UIUC. So my question for you is, wouldn't that sequencer become the bottleneck of your system, especially that it has to be centralized? And also, what if that fails?
Cool, very great questions. So I'll answer the first question about scalability. So first thing, each replica group, different replica groups can have different sequencers. So you can easily scale horizontally by adding more sequencers when you have more replica groups. Also, when you implement sequencer in the switches themselves can process packets in line rate. And even with an end-host sequencer, we have recently seen work that demonstrate that you can build end-host sequencers that can process millions of packets per second. And to answer your second question, our protocol is able to handle sequencer failure. So each packet not only have a sequence number, but also have a separate number we call session number. It's basically a unique number for each sequencer. So when you switch over to a new sequencer, each packet will contain a new sequencer number, and we do a new view change protocol to ensure everybody's in a consistent state.
But if you use the switch, then you have to use only the machines connected to that switch, which is like if you have a top of rack switch, you have to use only, the replicas should all be placed on the same rack, so.
So yes, that's a good question. So we actually place the sequencer, the switch, in a common path of all the replicas. So in our case, it's very likely to be a root level switch with path accessible to all replicas.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
It's time for two more questions.
Okay, hi, really nice talk. I'm Gerald from Facebook. My question is kind of related to previous question.
Mm-hmm.
When you have multiple sequencers, you have a map from like replica group to a sequencer you use. During failure, how fast you can detect the failure and remap those groups to a new sequencer, and when the sequencer comes back, how long it takes to fail back to the best sequencer?
Cool, that's a great question. So we did this experiment in our paper. So if you are interested, you can always refer back to our paper. But essentially, we are able to recover from sequencer failure within a few hundred milliseconds. And with most of this time, basically we reconfigure the network to route message to a new sequencer using OpenFlow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Judah from MongoDB. Did you compare the performance of your protocol compared to a more traditional leader-follower protocol like Graft or Multipaxos?
I'm sorry, what protocols did you say?
Graft or Multipaxos, one that has leaders and followers with less overhead per operation, but then high overhead when you actually have an election.
So we compare our protocol to view stand replication, which is essentially Multipaxos. And the performance graph I showed before when I say Paxos actually view stand replication. And I believe the performance for RAF will be similar compared to Paxos. And in both cases, no Paxos is able to get much higher performance.
So you don't run the Paxos algorithm on every operation, you just run it once to get a leader and then you replicate it that way?
Yes. Yeah, our Paxos implementation is essentially a multi-Paxos implementation.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Jialin.
Thank you.